Rowan Sprague is an engineering student whose career took a surprising turn at the University of Virginia. That's where she started hearing all kinds of interesting stuff about bees.
They actually don't see the color red. Honeybees actually rely on polar coordinates and not really the orientation of the sun. So that's how they can actually know where they are within the hive when it's dark. And if it's a cloudy day, they still know where they're going.
They also have novel ways to communicate, special songs and dances.
They have what's called a waggle dance, which is sort of like a figure eight formation. And so that way they can tell each other where different good forage sites are for pollen and things like that. And then the queen actually has pheromones to communicate with the hive. And actually, sometimes as a beekeeper, you can even sort of smell them in a way. So sort of like a citrusy, lemony scent is the come hither pheromone. The smell of ripe bananas is actually the pheromone for an alarm. So if you smell that in the beehive when you're in the apiary, then you know, like, okay, the bees are alarmed. Maybe I should sort of like back off a little bit and wait for them to calm down.
But lately, the bees have good reason to be upset. Among other things, they're fighting off a tiny African beetle with armor-like skin that protects against stings. Sprague says they invade the hives and behave very badly.
Female adults will lay eggs in the wax comb, and the eggs will then hatch, and the larva will eat the bee food and the bee eggs and defecate in the honey and burrow through the wax comb and just sort of mess things up in the hive.
So she's trying to invent a trap for these beetles, hoping to do her part to ensure the survival of bees.
What they do is so needed for our society, and we just often don't even really realize it. As much as like one third of the food that we eat actually comes from some sort of pollinated source. So we really rely very heavily on them. And because they're on the decline, we have to figure out what we're doing to their populations and how we can try to change that.
This spring, she won a Fulbright scholarship to continue her work with an international bee expert in New Zealand. Ty Ralston will continue his research here. The curator of the state's arboretum says bees and other insects use their sense of smell to find flowers. He confirmed that in the lab, giving cucumber beetles a choice of one tunnel that led to a favorite flower and another filled with pure air.
The insect goes down towards host flower a little over 80% of the time.
But when the air was mixed with a moderate amount of ozone, a common greenhouse gas, study subjects were apparently confused.
The insect no longer went toward its host plant. It made random choices.
Ralston says this problem could have serious consequences for farmers growing crops that depend on bees and other pollinators. What's more, some of the ozone in the air we breathe is beyond our control, coming from India or China. And while American cities have cut way back on emissions of ozone from cars and factories, rural levels of ozone are rising. I'm Sandy Houseman.